Lee believed the same. The Confederacy, however, began and ended the war at a strategic disadvantage when it came to railroads. Of the 31,168 miles of track the nation had as of January 1861, only 8,783, or a quarter of it, lay in the South. Large swaths of the Confederacy were far removed from rail transportation. The lines that did exist were not always in the right places for moving forces to battlefields, and the important tracks running north-south had too many gaps in them or were separated into sections with different gauges. The South, moreover, proved painfully slow at building new track and manufacturing rolling stock, as well as making the best use of what it had. Rail owners were unwilling to sacrifice profit for the greater good, and, unlike in the North, the state's rights-minded Confederate government was loath to enforce a unified transportation policy. Situated beside the navigable James River, Richmond enjoyed the most extensive rail service of any city in the South, with five railroads converging on it. But the network had glaring weaknesses, such as the fact that passenger and freight trains could ride to Richmond, but not through it. Track lines were not connected between terminals in the city, which Lee found maddening when he had to move divisions through the capital. A Pennsylvanian by birth and a mechanic by training, Ruth settled in Richmond in 1839, finding a house for himself and his wife near his company's train depot at 8th and Broad Streets. A short man with a florid complexion and retiring demeanor, he claimed he had always been a unionist, but that may not have been the case. Like Van Loo, Ruth was firmly rooted in Richmond society. But unlike her, he was an opportunist who changed sides when he foresaw the Confederacy's inevitable defeat. As was the case with many railroad men, his allegiance was first to his company. Politics concerned him little.